This is BookCareers.com Live, the podcast about careers in book publishing for people who are looking for a job, building a career, or who want to do their current job better. I'm your host, Suzanne Collier, the founder of BookCareers.com, and it's my job to solve career problems relating to the book world. Hello and welcome to episode 60 of BookCareers.com Live. This is a special episode which diverts slightly from our usual series, as this week is National Careers Week, a celebration of all things career guidance and an opportunity for schools and colleges to promote the importance of career guidance. However, as adults, career guidance is something that is often overlooked. Some think that once you've reached a certain age and left education, you're meant to know what to do, what choices to make, where to find the information, and who to turn to if you need some support. So let's look at some of the support that is out there and where to access it. If you're still studying, you have the best opportunity to get qualified career guidance through your university or school. Most universities have well-organised careers departments where you can get help with everything from a CV, job applications, career decisions and interviews, all as part of your university education. Some universities offer this as a module on your degree course to ensure that you access it. But most of all, university careers departments often have a substantial careers library and access to information on a wide variety of options and industries, not just publishing. When I speak to students, my first question is, have you spoken to your university careers service? And often the response is no, or oh, do we have one? Yet when I visit the universities, there are posters everywhere about the free career support that is available. And it's in your university's interest to get you into employment soon after graduation, as that is one surefire way for the university to attract new students. Once you've left university, often you can contact your university career service as alumni. Usually you get this free after 1 year after graduation, then they might charge you a fee. So make use of the career services at university whilst they are free. Once you're out of education, you're very much on your own. Yet there are still a number of ways to get information on different careers. The main place is the National Careers Service, which is nationalcareers.service.gov.uk, which has an online careers library of hundreds of different careers, with a telephone helpline too, where you can speak to a careers advisor. Those on the other end of the line usually have a qualification in careers guidance, either to Level 4, the equivalent of an A-level, or to level 6, the equivalent of a degree, so you can be sure that the person advising you is qualified to do so and impartial in the advice that they give. And this is what I cannot emphasise enough. It's brilliant when you have a support network around you, such as parents, family and friends, who know you best and will nearly always want the best for you. But they don't necessarily have the experience outside of their own experiences to advise you appropriately. They're often only providing you with information and informal advice. And as they say, sometimes a little information can be worse than none at all. Aside from which, the information might be loaded and far from impartial. You ask a member of the family how much money they make in their career, and they're bound to brag, unless they work in book publishing, of course. Yet what you really need are facts, and this is where websites like the National Careers Service and Prospects can help. Also a favourite is careercompanion.co.uk, which is run by my friend Hilary Nickel. Career Companion also has a wide variety of resources. Hilary's also involved with parentalguidance.org.uk, which has advice for parents and teachers, and whose contributors wrote the book Career Journeys for Young People, which is now available on Amazon. Career Journeys for Young People helps parents, teachers and carers through the career maze when they're helping children from year 7 through to choosing which university and finding their first job. If you want to find a qualified careers advisor of your own, then you can do so via the Career Development Institute, who have a list of registered practitioners. Bookcareers.com is listed there. Each careers advisor on the register is qualified to level 6, degree level or above, fully insured and committed to 25 hours a year continuous professional development. This means that all the advisors are qualified to help you make career decisions. And that is the most important thing about seeking guidance, that the person advising you has the correct qualification, skills and competencies to help you discover what paths are available and help you choose which of the many paths to take. You can find the register at thecdi.net. If you're looking for advice and guidance on book publishing, then the Publishers Association, which is at publishers.org.uk, has a whole section on working in publishing on their website as part of their Work in Publishing campaign. But for a careers advisor who works in book publishing, this is really where bookcareers.com comes in. We at Book Careers were giving careers guidance about book publishing long before it became fashionable. We operate a unique service, a telephone careers clinic, where you can have a 15-minute chat with a qualified careers advisor, me, for free. I do this because your career choices are relevant to you. You probably have factors influencing your life that others don't, and you're likely to have some very specific questions. If you book an appointment, which you can do via the website, then do have a think about what questions to ask rather than the catch-all of how do I get a job. This telephone careers clinic operates all year round, and there are usually a minimum of 50 free appointments available every single month. Outside of this at bookcareers.com, we see private clients for career development and guidance and all aspects of locating and developing your own book career. This might include help with CVs, cover letters and applications, interview coaching, career and business coaching if you're in a job and want to stay, and helping you overcome workplace difficulties such as facing redundancy or dealing with workplace bullying or work-related stress. You can go to bookcareers.com to find all the information. Our usual podcast series will return next week. If this is your first listen, check out our other 59 episodes. There are all manners of topics all about book publishing. Until then, happy National Careers Week.
Now it is your opportunity to join in the live discussion. You can find us across social media using the hashtag BookCareers or on Twitter at BookCareers or me personally, Suzanne Collier. Or visit our own platform at bookcareers.com/live. Thank you for listening. May you all be doing a job you love and being paid the salary that you so richly deserve.